Blog Talk Radio.
This is Tommy Lasorda, and all of you sports fans who listen to PJ, he is outstanding. What a beautiful interviewer he is. So listen in. PJ will bring a lot of exciting and wonderful things to all of your fans and wherever you are, PJ.
Welcome to PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. I'm your host, PJ. Welcome to another edition of PJ Sports Talk. Today, we will be talking about the upcoming NFL season and as well as some big moves that the Rays, in my opinion, have to make. We're going to start off with the NFL upcoming season. First off, I want to say that the Bucks, right? The Bucks are making some great moves right now. They're doing very well, and they have their eyes on the prize. They have their eyes on the playoffs. They have their eyes on the Super Bowl, you know, and that's the mindset that you should go into every season. And they're finally being able to get back on track with, you know, the core quarterback and Jameis Winston, as well as some big signings during free agency for people that have been successful with Lovie Smith and his defense. Because that is the big question for me right now. There's two of them. Number one, will Jameis Winston be able to produce? He is one of the biggest hyped quarterbacks since Andrew Luck. And, you know, he has some of the best mechanics. The only thing that I would think that he has to fix is his emotions. If he's able to keep his emotions in check, we'll do great this season. And, yes, he is a rookie, and he's no Cam Newton, and I don't expect him to bring them to the Super Bowl, but I do expect him to go to the playoffs. Their defense is improving, and their offense is improving, and, you know, the fans are always going to be there, so hopefully the Bucks can put together something. The only thing that has really been driving the fans away these last few years have been how bad the Bucks have been. But I'm sure that for this season, there's going to be a lot of season ticket holders and a lot of people filling seats. So moving on to another team, the Steelers. Right, I know it's a weird team. I'm not very much a big fan of the Steelers, but throughout the past couple of seasons, the Steelers' defense has not been up to par with how they will be doing, or how they normally do. So, you know, the Steelers are starting to put together, you know, a defense and rebuild what their defense used to be, you know, as well as their Antonio Brown says that he's looking for other options and besides the Steelers. So right now he's just quiet, right? He's taking it slow, but he might be going to a different team. Very important stuff there. As well as the Vikings, right? The Vikings are going to be going up against the Steelers in that first game on August 9th, coming up on Saturday. So excited for that. Not this Saturday, but next Saturday. So the Vikings, Casey Matthews and Josh Robinson are injured, two key cornerbacks or two key players in their defense. It should be pretty interesting to see what they do there, as well as Adrian Peterson, to see what happens with that. As well as their kicker, Blair Walsh, gets a contract extension from the Vikings, so good stuff there. And all-around big moves being made throughout the NFL, so that's very cool. One more thing is for the San Diego Chargers, is Philip Rivers losing his touch? Is he still a top 10 NFL player, or has that been taken away from him? Those are the questions there. First game, August 9th, and then on August 13th, we have the Packers and the Patriots. That game I'm looking forward to, as well as we have the Bucks and the Vikings on that Saturday. So preseason coming up soon. Looking forward to it. It should be pretty good. Moving into baseball, I want to talk about the Rays and the big moves that they have to make. Number one, in order to stay in Tampa, which could very much not be true, you know, they could be moving out. In order to stay in Tampa, they have to move the stadium, right? Now, for all of you that don't live in Tampa, you don't really know what I'm saying. You know, you don't really know what I'm talking about. The location doesn't really matter, right? Well, in Tampa, people have to cross a bridge to get to St. Petersburg, which is where the stadium is located. Now, the stadium needs to be redone, number one, right? They've, you know, redone it a couple of times. The grass needs to be redone. Everything needs to be, you know, whether it's a new location or, you know, they just redo the stadium. But I think it needs to be a new location because people don't like to cross the bridge. You know, it's too far away. Now, then comes the option of where to put it, right? Number one, the Steinbrenner Stadium would be an option. You know, the only team that plays there during baseball season is the minor league team, the Tampa Bay Rays, or the Tampa Bay Yankees, my bad. Minor league team plays there. And yes, it would be kind of weird. Okay, Steinbrenner is not as big as, you know, as Tropicana, yet it's still, I think it should be big enough, you know, and the Rays would be making more money, and the Yankees practice there in the spring, so it should be pretty good. The only thing is the stuff that's outside. They got some trophies and stuff for the Yankees. They'd have to move that. And so they could go there, right, because the football stadium is right across from there, you know, but the football doesn't go on during the baseball season, so, or there's a little bit of an overlap, but not much. So, you know, that's the only thing, right? So they could move it to Steinbrenner, right? So that takes care of the location problem. Now we have to move into the actual, what's going on with my voice today? Now we have to move into the actual team itself, right? How do we get fans in the seats? Number one, they produce pretty well. They don't do too bad. You know, they haven't been making the playoffs recently. The only problem is with that team, they don't have a star player. They have Evan Longoria. Evan Longoria is great, right? He's great. But he's no Albert Pujols, he's no Mike Trout, he's not a guy who can be the star of the team. You know, you have Yaziel Puig, right? You have Chris Sale of the White Sox, right? For the Marlins, you have Stanton, right? You have all these people for these different teams. They have these stars, right? And that's who they create their team around, those stars, right, and fans buy the shirts, and, you know, they love, and, you know, they do so great, right? We need a star, because Evan Longoria, in my opinion, has lost his touch, you know? They need to have, you know, they need to have a team like the Lightning, you know, like the Lightning. The Lightning is my favorite, out of all of them, my favorite sports team in Tampa, right now. The Bucks are awesome. They have their own pirate ship. You know, they have a great stadium, great facilities. You know, they're getting better with their team, right? And, you know, that was the only thing that's holding them back right now is their team, right? But once they get that together, the Bucks will also be up there with the Lightning. But right now, the Lightning are the best because they have a nice stadium, you know, great stadium, very up-to-date. It gets filled, like, almost every time. The fans love it. They have a great star in Steven Stamkos, upcoming star in Victor Hedman, very young team, and still made it to the Stanley Cup. Lightning right now are looking the best team in Tampa. The Bucks are right around the corner. The only one out of the picture right now is the Rays. The Rays need to get it together. They, you know, they're not, you know, they're not doing good. you know, and they're third in their division. They were not able to catch up to the Yankees. At this point, I don't think there's going to be a playoff appearance. You know, there's still a good amount of games left. You know, I believe there's 182 games in the season right now. They're right around 100 round in the corner. Here, let me look that up just to make sure. So, you know, they need to do something. And right now, I really like the Marlins for a baseball team. I like the Marlins over the Rays because, you know, the Rays just are, they're not good. So, yeah, it's, you know, it's just kind of, it's interesting. So, there's 162. Yeah, so they're basically, you know, 4/6 of the way there, or 2/3 of the way there. So they're just rounding that corner. Gonna be tough. I think they have a chance. They definitely have a chance, but it's gonna be interesting. Anyway, that's all for me this edition of PJ Sports Talk. The place to be every Sunday at 3. Tune in next week for another edition of PJ Sports Talk. Possibly have that new gaming segment, podcast type deal. So I will see you all next Sunday. Take care. And remember to always talk the talk and walk the walk. I'll see you next Sunday.